Coming up, we're going to sit and spin in honor of the World Cup coming to Seattle. We've got 10 songs about balls.
Balls!
Coming up at 4:30, right after emails on our question, when did your feet or legs do you dirty? This woman's legs did her dirty. Woman who was visiting a meteorite crater near Alice Springs, Australia, was left feeling shaken by the ordeal. What started as a routine trip to the bathroom ended in horror after a long drop toilet collapsed in the Northern Territory.
Long drop toilet?
Basically, that's where they dig a big, deep hole in
the
ground.
So they're saying it's deeper than your average...
It's about 10 feet. You'll see these at state and national parks. They smell awful. There's mosquitoes in them. You can look down into the hole, and basically that's all it is. They'll pour some lime down there on occasion. That's right. About all they can really do.
But somehow, even when it's cold, they still smell.
Mm-hmm.
There's still bugs. It's like, how is there bugs? It is freezing out here.
She was in it waist deep for several hours before she was rescued by tradesmen. Her legs were basically vacuumed into the excrement.
God.
The woman was visiting the crater with her partner and two children. She entered the toilet on Sunday afternoon, did not emerge for 3 hours. As they say, long drop toilets are unlike traditional modern latrines. They use a deep dugout pit to collect waste, typically connected to a pan or toilet seat. And they are pretty common in remote areas. They are investigating the accident. A witness who spoke to a news outlet on a condition of being anonymous said the visitor was in deep S, standing up to her waist in waste. There's S, literal nappies, pee, all in that hole, they told the outlet. But she was stuck up to her legs. She could not move her legs. The witness said the woman's partner had driven up a highway in a bid to find phone reception and get help when someone happened by. He was able to lower a tow rope into the hole far enough for the woman to stand on it and used his car to pull her out with a rope.
And we all know it sounded like when you dump cranberry sauce out of the can.
They said the process took an agonizing 45 minutes. She was unhurt except for a few cuts and was feeling understandably shaken, according to a witness. Images of the outhouse show the site cordoned off with caution tape.
Yeah.
This won't feature in tourism brochures, the blog wrote. Someone's in a lot of S for this one. It's not the first time a long drop toilet has caused problems. In 2024, county fire crews were called to a property near Victoria after a man became stuck in one in the dead of the night. It took him about an hour to get out. Our question, when did your feet or your legs do you dirty? 206-803-ROG.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, John.
Come on, John.
Hey, John.
Yes, it's me.
Hola.
Got you, John.
Hola. You forgot. I didn't get my name.
Hola.
Hey, I fell out of my semi at work because my ankle gave out, and I broke my back, and it took them 4 hours to realize it at the hospital when they took me by ambulance. Then I told the doctor I couldn't breathe, and she says, well, let's get you back in and check out your back. And turns out she comes back and says, yeah, you're right. You broke your back.
It took them four hours to figure out you had a broken back.
Yeah, I couldn't breathe. I was sitting in the hallway on a gurney on a bed, and because when I got there by the ambulance, they told the ambulance driver we don't have a bed, and he's like, you're gonna find a bed for him.
So what? You were stepping out of your truck, your ankle gave out, and you just fell down to the ground.
Yeah, out of my semi. Yes.
Damn, man.
Okay.
In between, I can't even say what I fell into, but yeah, I fell and I. They had to fuse my T6 to my T9 between my shoulder blades and a few surgeries. I'm going to have the second surgery on my right shoulder here whenever they call.
Are you going to be able to drive a truck again after all this?
I don't know.
Jeez, man.
I don't know, but it's been 2 years and I haven't – my clubs have been sitting here, my golf clubs, and I was going to go play golf with you guys, but I couldn't play.
No, you can't.
Yeah, broken back.
The broken back. But the good news is, I think, from a driving standpoint and a seated standpoint, the fact that it was your upper back instead of your lower back, I think gives you a better chance to get back to work.
But my question, do you want to climb in and out of a semi just based on the simple height, even with your upper back? You know what I mean? Just climbing up to get in. I don't know, man.
Yeah, you got to use your right hand and your left hand. You got to use that 3 points contact when you get in and get out of the semi. And I did, but my ankle gave out and I went flying down to the ground.
Do you have a history of bum ankles, or did it just go off for no reason?
No, we were doing 70 plus hours a week. And I was trying to help the guy out, and I helped the guy out, and I pulled my truck up to weigh, and I fell out of my semi, and it was not fun. And it hasn't been fun watching my wife go to work every day and me sitting at home doing nothing.
You fell out of the truck at the weigh-in station?
At our work, yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, basically, you know, after high school, we used to go down to the river, you know, hang out and drink beer. And I had my bike with me, and I was with my older brother. And as we're down there, we're drinking beers and stuff, and then we decided to leave. Well, I went to go and stand up because I was, like, sitting on my heels, you know. And I always have a problem with my knee popping. And usually I just kind of kick it out. But when I did, it brought me to the ground. It hurt so bad. And I was like, oh, I just couldn't believe the pain. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I need to kick it out. But it was hurting so bad. I was like, I didn't want to do it again. My brother, you know, he called me a girl and he said, just kick it out, you wuss. And so I gave it a good wound up and I went to kick it out and it almost killed me. I mean, I hit the ground just screaming. And so for 2 weeks, I was on my bike with my right foot up on the peg because I couldn't pedal. You know, and I was getting around, you know, like that because my mom was on her honeymoon. To find out, after 2 weeks of doing that, when I went to the doctor, they said that a piece of cartilage had broken off underneath my kneecap.
Jesus.
And lodged in sideways and dug into the bone marrow of my knee, which kept it locked.
Cool. Of course, that's what happened.
Now, they basically told me if I ever wanted to walk again, I had to have surgery.
So I'm assuming you did that.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was it wasn't pleasant, but it was the worst 2 weeks of my life. You know, getting around town on a bike with my foot up on the pegboard, I couldn't walk. You know, my brother, he wouldn't do anything for me because, you know, he's the older brother.
Damn.
Okay. All right. Now, you know that feeling. If you've ever had your kneecap start to slip, there's also a tendon that kind of starts to move into a different place. You feel that it's a terrifying pain that you feel coming on. It's not pain yet. It's that terrifying feeling that it's going to do what it's going to do. And it's kind of like a cramp, man. You're like, but it's different. And you try to straighten your leg out. And
as quick as you can.
And as soon as you maybe lock it in and push it in, you'll feel the pop of it going back in. You're like, oh, my God. Then you get up and you walk around slowly for like 5 minutes just trying to get rid of the numbness and the pain. And sometimes it happens for no reason in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'll be just sleeping.
Or just right. If it's almost like for mine sometimes, if it's like super straight.
Yeah.
Like when I'm laying down and I almost go to bend it, it's like, oh, I got to be careful or it's going to pop out wrong.
God. Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever passed out on the yeser before?
Passed out what?
No.
Passed out on the yeser.
Drunk. Yes.
Anything. On the toilet?
Yes. On the toilet, yes.
Yes.
No.
I don't know.
I was hammered.
I don't know the period of time that I was on the toilet. I was probably in my 20s. I don't remember how long I was there. I just know I was able to clean up. And then I basically had to put my hands down on the floor and crawl out until the blood went back into my legs so I could feel my legs to be able to stand up again gingerly and try to walk because I had taken all the blood out of my legs.
I found out that's it's one of the potential side effects of diabetes. I did not know this. It's not a concern of mine. Baltimore being Baltimore, I'm on a bus, and his old brother sits next to me. He's like, hey, M-Bomb, let me ask you something, man. I'm like, what's up, man? He's like, your legs ever fall asleep while you're taking an S? I thought it was like he's winding up to a joke, and I'm like, no. He's like, man, happened to me all the time. Apparently, it's diabetes. And in that moment, I realized if you have diabetes, there's the possibility that in the time you sit on the toilet, your legs will fall asleep. I was just like, good looking out, old man.
In honor of the World Cup coming to Seattle, we've got 10 songs about balls coming up as we'll sit and spin. And we got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.